Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce Radio. Join us weekly as we feature top professionals, talk about travel and tourism, hospitality, arts and culture, commercial retail, and other exciting events happening in our city. Visit MiamiBeachChamber.com to learn more about how this premier, influential South Florida organization can help spotlight your business to the greater Miami and Miami Beach market. And now enjoy our show with your host, Chamber President and CEO, Jerry Libben.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Chamber Radio Network. Once again, it is my pleasure to welcome a great Chamber member. Daniel Chiron is actually one of the first companies to join in our most recent membership drive. Daniel is the founder of Regency Consulting. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
We're doing great. You know, we are in a community here in the greater Miami area. Certainly the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce is all about providing services to our members, so many of which are in the travel, tourism, hospitality arena. And that's really your forte, isn't it?
Well, yes. I stemmed out from the hospitality industry for about 4 years. Of C-level hotel management, to put it in that way.
So let's talk about that. 40 years of a wealth of experience and knowledge. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your own personal background before you got into Regency Consulting, and what gives you that expertise that you're drawing on.
Well, as I said, spending so many years in the hospitality industry, and I will go back a little bit, I will rewind to my debut in the industry. I was the deputy of the dean as I started post-graduation of the hospitality school. I was a chief instructor in the Central Hospitality School back then in Israel. And then I became the deputy of the dean of the hotel management program. So basically what I'm denoting here is the fact that I like teaching. And that's what prompted me to start Regency Consulting Services. After so many years of where I believe I never stopped teaching while being a leader in prominent hotel brands.
So tell us about some of the brands where you were employed as a manager, I believe. Talk about some of that background.
Well, I started with the Four Seasons Hotels.
One of the top brands
in the
world.
The first one to be opened back then in Israel. And then subsequently I became the general manager, and my career started to escalate in all kind of companies, local and international companies with a very prominent brand such as Sheraton Hotels, the Plaza Hotels, the and other chains. And in the interim, I also owned my own hotel, which was
that has to be very challenging.
That was pretty challenging, yes. I've navigated my way through hotel companies who primarily where I specialized was turning around distressed properties and existing hotel chains that they were marketing distress, budgetary distress, or financial. And that was my specialty that I found as a niche and between New Orleans, Connecticut, and Miami, Florida, I exercised my expertise in that thing.
So, Daniel, give us an example, if you don't mind, of one of your great successes in a turnaround. What was the scenario? What was the problem? What did you do? And it'll give the listeners a little sense of really insight to how you think and the kinds of things you're able to achieve.
Well, one of them was my very hotel that I leased and good option to purchase that was really not in great shape, neither physically nor positioned in the marketplace, and from losing, and it became a very profitable facility because of my relationships with the international marketplace, tour companies, airline companies, etc. That was one of them. In New Orleans, I was really called upon when hotel owners were really bleeding. And obviously it's a very tough process because you're approaching and dealing with people who already lost money and don't have any more money to spend. And there's very little you can do to make money without spending money, as we all know. But those were challenges that ultimately they ended very successfully. I have quite a substantial amount of testimonials to that effect.
Well, that's always a great thing for any businesses. When you have a third-party testimonial, it's a very high compliment when someone has used your product or your service and can say, wow, I highly recommend working with Daniel Sharon because he did this or this for my company. There's nothing better than that because everyone always speaks highly of their own, but it's much more meaningful and impactful when someone else says, I used him. So I know I was very pleased to refer you recently to Matt Hollander, the general manager of Global Spectrum, and looking forward to great things that you're going to do with that brand, because, of course, that is an international brand, Global Spectrum.
Which is services that's paramount to their operation, actually, is customer service.
Right.
And I've heard it from First Source. Yes, and that's what I'm specializing right now. I am in customer service and leadership because I believe that customer service derives from high-profile leadership. And to listen to this internationally acclaimed authors like John C. Maxwell or even Anthony Robbins or anyone else, they would be speaking that companies' philosophies are to improve leadership. And where companies are not doing well, first victim would be the CEO or the leader because that's what it filters down to the entire personnel. It's called the law of the lid.
The law of the lid. I like that.
I learned that from John Maxwell, by the way. It's not mine.
Okay.
John C. Maxwell, the law of the lid.
The law of the lid. Is that a book?
Well, actually, it's called Leadership 101, the book.
Okay. Well, that might be something people want to go out and get a copy and take a look at.
Absolutely. I'm a big disciple. I would say I'm passionately reading his books. John Maxwell is very good at that.
Great.
He lives in Florida.
Well, maybe we'll get him on one of our shows. But I'd like to ask you, what was the aha moment? What was that point in time in your distinguished career where you knew that consulting was where you were going to go next and take all the experience that you had? What happened where you said, that's what I'm going to do?
Well, it's defying routine, I would call it. For so many years, what I've done as manager, general manager, executive director, and so forth, and all that C-level positions, it became a little bit non-challenging from the standpoint of becoming a routine like everything else. And again, probably it is deeply ingrained in my system, the passion for teaching. And I knew that if I'm forming this company and I will promote it the way I intend to and to deliver to the public what the company is designated for, I will have that opportunity. And the reality is I am pretty much involved now with the Miami-Dade College, the corporate client account for the continuing education, and in tandem perhaps the other schools that are very prominent, known in Florida. I like to, that would be a aha moment, actually, to repeat your words, to teach, to promote new generations of our customer
culture. That's great. Daniel, we're going to take a short break here and read a commercial, and we'll come right back and continue our conversation with Daniel Sharon.
After more than three decades of specializing in the fields of luxury hotels and residential property management, Regency Consulting focuses on providing diverse business sectors with customized leadership and team-building programs. Ranging from senior executives and supervisors to all levels of service, personnel can benefit from innovative and inspiring workshops, motivational one-on-one coaching sessions, mentorship, and continued education in hospitality. For more information, call Daniel Sharon at 305-562-7553. Again, that number is 305-562-7553.
And once again, in studio today is Daniel Sharon, the founder of Regency Consulting. Daniel, so you talked a lot about leadership, and obviously It takes a smart and strong leader to be able to, first of all, recognize that they need help. How do you go about, in the initial part of your engagement, what are the first things that you do? How do you begin to ascertain what's wrong, what's right? Sometimes the people don't know what's wrong. They only know there's a problem.
Well, it's a very good question, Jerry, as all of your questions. I do a baseline analysis. Well, because it's a diversified industry, and I could provide my services to a variety of sectors, not just particularly the hospitality industry and or condominium industry or any other one. I try to identify what is my client's needs and what are his needs and desires. And obviously, I do a baseline, a pro bono evaluation, which I do with the companies. And what I'm trying to basically create, people need customer service, of course. What I'm trying is to identify during that evaluation period, what are the real needs? And I do a lot of observation. It could be a call center. It could be a valet company, parking company, or it could be a security company, or perhaps any other institution that is customer service driven. So what I do is, the hardest work is to own your idea in your prospect's mind that they need help, like going to a doctor. Some people refuse to go to a doctor. They believe that holistically they'll get rid of everything else. Well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So basically what I'm conveying here is that if the business has a problem, something in the leadership is wrong. Not great, but wrong. And the message is that the brain who made the mistake should not be the same brain who fixes it.
Very good.
Let me come in and help you.
So it's kind of like, I have a master's in social work, and the first rule of social work is that you can't fix anything until you're ready to recognize that you have an issue to fix. So I think what I'm hearing you say is that the leader of the company, whomever that may be, has to, one, be able to recognize that there is a problem, has to be smart enough to reach out for help because wouldn't have the problem if he knew what to do about it. And so I think you provide an extremely valuable service. I think I heard you say that you come in and do a complimentary analysis or assessment of the situation and provide feedback. So it seems like an extremely intelligent way for a company to go to maybe even just get a checkup on themselves, even if they don't perceive that there's a problem. It could be a very valuable service.
It's always room for improvement.
And the other thing is, I heard you talk about leadership. I wonder if you could make a couple comments about the importance of team building, because I think any good organization is built from the bottom up, not the top down. And that implies excellent team building strategies. Could you comment a little bit about that?
Well, again, it goes back to the leader. The leader should be a great team builder. In fact, if you take the time, if you would read my January 1st post on LinkedIn, actually I'm annotating a lot of the expectations of a true leader. And it comes from leadership. A leader should be able to be, his philosophy, her philosophy should be team building. A leader cannot take credit for any unless he's building a team that is supporting the leader's efforts. There's got to be, when the team is not doing good, well, giving, I always use the same example. LeBron James was a great player. I never said LeBron James won the game. Miami Heat won the game.
Great analogy. We're not doing many of those wins.
Well, I'm trying to say it's always the team. Either the team is winning or the team is losing.
That's true.
It's not an individual. The leader is no different.
That's true. Well, Daniel, this has really been insightful. I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, sir.
This was indeed a privilege to have Daniel Sharon, a real expert, a founder in Regency Consulting. If you want to reach Daniel, The place to do that is D. Sharon at RegencyConsultingServices.com. That's D. Sharon at RegencyConsultingServices.com, or a direct phone number, 305-562-7553. 305-562-7553. And Daniel, we're out of time today. I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us, and come back next week and visit Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce Radio. To learn more about the Miami Beach Chamber and how you can be spotlighted on the show, visit MiamiBeachChamber.com to learn how this premier, influential South Florida organization can help spotlight your business to the greater Miami and Miami Beach market. Now go out and make it a great Chamber day.